Justin Fluke joined now by Coach Jonathan Rodvell talking Troy boys basketball. The Trojans 10-1 in the Twin Valley League and 13-6 now overall on the season, bouncing back from the Wetmore loss with two good wins against Frankfort and Axtell. Beat Frankfort at home last Friday 48-39 and then topped Axtell on the road 60-41 last night. So let's talk about them a bit, Coach. The Frankfort game, much more low scoring, but you avenge one of your losses from about 3 weeks ago and had to feel good, especially at home, to get that win against Frankfort last Friday. What stood out in the victory?
Yeah, that was a good win for the psyche for us. Frankfort always kind of poses some challenges for us. They're one of those tough teams that just plays really good defense and can score offensively, and they're smart. We had them at home, and boys came out and played well and balanced. We've gotten a lot of balance out of our team. There were probably only just one or two of them that reached double digits, but I think we had three other players with 8 points, and it was a bit of a defensive battle there. We just played solid defense, and we kind of pulled the press off there, and we had guys that were kind of healing up, and we got a pretty good game out of one of our seniors, Griffin Weber, finally shots, every now and then shots fall, and the confidence continues to rise for the boys, but we're playing really good team basketball right now, and it continues to get better. And as that goes, confidence is at an all-time high. And I think we're probably playing the best of the year so far. So that was a really big win against Frankfort.
I think against Axel, you topped 60 points for the fourth time this season, but a real dominating win. And I know you told me Cam Anderson was kind of the star last night, had a great night shooting for you on the road.
Oh yeah, Cam's a great shooter, and we've always known that. Even from middle school, he's a good shooter, and when he gets his feet set and gets squared up to the basket, he can knock it down from anywhere. And Cam got hot, and we had him knocking down some early threes, and Reagan Hartman hit one as well, We just played good basketball, and our man-to-man defense was good. We pressed maybe like two possessions and got back out of it, because there's no sense in giving up layups if you can play good half-court defense. And that's what we did. And we had, just a good night offensively. And like I said, that win and that momentum from the Frankfort game seems to have carried over. And everybody shared the ball really, really well. Jarrett Norris, he had 19 points, and Cam was knocking down threes, but he was also finding the open guys, and we had our big rebounder back and pretty much completely healthy now, and Reagan Hartman, he's good at attacking the basket, and he doesn't get enough credit for sure, because he's physical. He's one of our stronger players, big body and gets leverage, even though he's not a 6'4 kid at all. And so he does a lot of things. He's good for us on the outside. He's good handling the ball. And he goes and gets rebounds and bodies up the big guys when he can. We've gotten good play out of Preston Christensen, who slowly kind of came along as the year went on. And the more playing time he got, the more confident he is. And Bowden Bennett's too, just a long, athletic kid. I don't know. I would say he's our top two as far as athleticism goes. He's one of those juniors as well that's getting playing time and continues to get better. We got on top of him early, and hopefully the hot shooting continues on for our next game against Hanover.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a huge one. Actually, the TVL regular season title up for grabs with Troy at Hanover on Friday night. And then you'll host D-West next Tuesday to wrap up the regular season. So best of luck, Coach. I know you're looking forward to that huge game on Friday, and we'll look forward to chatting about it next week.
Thank you.
Coach Jonathan Rodveld of the Troy Boys. The Trojan Locker Room Chats brought to you by Kinsey Farms, John's Market, and the Troy Booster Club. Also by Anderson Meats in Troy and by the Exchange Bank.